Season four. Oh my God. Welcome to season four of Bawa Unfiltered. Ooh, I'm your favorite host, as always, Bawa. And this is your favorite show, Bawa Unfiltered. Welcome, guys. Hey guys, welcome to the show today, and today is going to be interesting. You know, the season finale is always something, like I'm always doing something. Well, this season is not going to be any different. This season is going to be hot. I mean, it's around my favorite time of the year, so it's just going to be, you're going to hear this episode on Christmas Day, y'all, so let's get into it. Let me give y'all a Christmas present. Okay, y'all, welcome back, and this is Bawa Aqua, and this is your favorite show, Bawa Unfiltered. So Merry, Merry Christmas, y'all. Merry, Merry Christmas. And don't forget, Jesus is the reason for the season. It don't matter the gifts under the tree. It don't matter if you don't get no gifts under the tree, or even if you have a tree. But it's just, we try to remember, Christians take this day to remember the time when God gave us the best gift, okay? He let his son come and walk this earth with us, teach us, and then eventually come and die for us so that we can be reconciled with him and call him Father, so that we can be his kids, like in the every true sense of the word. If you believe in Jesus and the sacrifice that he did for us on the cross, you automatically become, when you confess the truth and the belief in it, you become a Christian, you become a child of God, and you can call God Father. So that's the reason for Christmas. Christmas is not, I know a lot of people have this conspiracy theories, like it was a pagan holiday and we celebrating that, But I believe the motive is, I'm not celebrating Christmas because it's a pagan holiday. I'm celebrating Christmas because I chose this time to think about the time God gave me the best gifts, Jesus. So yeah, it's how what you're thinking, your motives and everything. Cause you know, there was this time I learned this thing that if you have you're praying for something, your motives ain't right, God won't give it to you. So motives is important. What's in your heart, what's inside you, that's what's really, really important. You got to give a lot of love this Christmas. So let's get into the episode already. So that was my Christmas message, y'all. That's my Christmas message. So now, straight into the gist of this episode. So I was thinking I was going to give y'all some good, some different. I know I usually do a Q&A, but I didn't want to do no Q&A. I'm going to tell you about the mishaps of my love life. I'm coming in crazy. I mean, Christmas time, I have this tradition that I do. I watch all the cheesy Christmas movies. You know, the love story, they meet today, they're in love, the game. I love those. And when I'm reading a novel, it's all about love. So clearly, I'm a hopeless romantic, okay? And then I love love. Because God is love, so, you know, I'll put it there. So I really love love. Like, I see people crushing on each other, and I'll be rooting for them. Like, Lord, let it work out, let it work out. If I see you dating somebody, and I see the person is good, like, you my friend, and you met this guy, and then he's good, he treats you right, I'll be praying for y'all. Like, no cap, I'll be like, Lord, let it work out. Let it end up in marriage. Let him be married for 50, 60, 70 years. Till death do them part, basically. I'm that kind of person when it comes to people's love story. I can be praying for strangers that, Lord, do not let this marriage or this relationship fall apart. Let it be successful. We need a lot of love in this world these days. Like, you know, the society is the basic unit for society. It's a family. So if the family falls apart, then everything else is falling apart. So if the family is solid, everything's gonna be all right. You get it? You don't get it? Forget about it. Okay, that being said, let me tell you about my love story. I don't know which where to start from when I was a teenager. It's gonna be long, and I need this episode to be short so y'all can go back to your Christmas festivities. So I'm gonna tell you something brief. Let me try to summarize. I did that in school, so let me try that. So I started getting to crush on boys when I was like 12 or 11. I don't know. You know, I think it was even way younger than that. Because I remember when I was in kindergarten. Hey, no. Don't be looking at me like, mm-mm. I was in kindergarten. There was this guy. He was called James. And he was so cute to me back then. I liked James, y'all. I really did. And then I got a move, and I thought about James for a little bit, and I met another guy. I don't remember his name, but I met a guy, and I cried on him a little bit. And then I think boys just fell off my radar, or I forgot about all them other boys. Then I moved to where I currently live, and I met this guy. Lord, he back then I had a thing for, you know, them light bites. Had a thing for them light bites. If you check my previous crushes back then when I was a kid, it was them little light bites. Because back then I hadn't really embraced my dark skin, because it felt like people used to make me feel bad about it. You know, those backhanded compliments. For a black girl, you really pretty. And I was like, so black girls, we're not supposed to be pretty? And sometimes, and I was a little bit on the chunky side. I'm still on the chunky side. And I feel like, well, I had a little self-esteem confidence problem. But we fixed that in Jesus' name. God help me. And I fixed that issue. So I was trying to lighten. I was like, if I like a lighter skinned guy and we end up married, my kids will not go through what I went through as a dark skinned girl. So that was my motive. But when I realized that, it don't matter. Chocolate babies, we fine. Because I seen some and I was like, you know what? I'm going hard with the black love. So not my type. My type. Like, if you want me to, like, lose my head, you're going to come at me 6'4" with them packs. Yes, sir. And dark skin. Let's not forget the dark skin with some beard. And you got dimples, pretty eyes. Oh, I'm gone. You know, let's not even go to my current situation back. So I had this crush on this light bright. And he was cute to me. Like, he's been cute to me for years. Okay. So I liked him basically all through junior high, a little bit of senior high. We had this thing on and off. We weren't officially dating, but this on and off kind of, I like you, you like me, we're a thing, we're not a thing. A whole situationship, okay, as at what age, child? I remember I was 13 or 14, but I had the whole situationship back when I was a little girl. And then I went to uni, and then I met this guy. God damn, he was dark skinned and tall. And I was like, I like this one. But I figured, well, he was a great person. So I was like, let me keep this as a friend. Because if I tell a guy that I like him and things don't work out, we hardly stay friends. So I pushed away. And then, okay, I forgot, before the light bright, or is it after, whilst I was doing my on and off with the light bright, whilst I was in junior high, a dark skinned guy came. But he was not anything on my list. I like tall dudes, okay? I'm a short girl, so I like tall dudes. But then for some reason, I like this one. We did a little dating until he kissed my friend and we broke up before I went to senior high school. And so we lost contact for a bit. But we met in the university. He was the only other person I knew from a previous life over there. So I was like, we gotta be friends. So we stayed friends, but we were friends. We weren't dating. We were friends, but I started seeing some other guy. I was in another situationship. I mean, that's kind of like my thing, being in a situationship. I don't, if I say boyfriends, like, to me, boyfriend is somebody you've been serious with. So if I say that you're my boyfriend, then that means we've been serious. And I have had just one. One of those serious boyfriends. All my other things, I call them flings or situationships because it wasn't that serious. But somebody that I invested time, energy in, emotions, all of that, trying to be stable, committed, all of that, I had just one. And so, like, that was the dark skin guy from my junior high. So, I thought he was the one because he, you know, there was a time in the world, I don't mind the container, mind the contents, forget about whatever is on your list and feel how a person treats you, blah, 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 blah. So I was trying to do something different, not going for my type, because it seems my type be breaking my heart. Lord, before this other dude, I was seeing this tall man, and let me tell you something, he did me dirty. Like, my heart, I never thought I was going to forget it or if I could ever laugh about it. But it wasn't funny when I was living it, child, because I felt he was, back then I wasn't taking purity serious and all of that. Back then, you know my story, I wasn't really taking purity serious back then. So, so me and this tall other guy, should I call him Mr. J? That's nowhere near his name, but let's go with Mr. J. So Mr. J and the short guy, I'm going to call Mr. K. So Mr. J and I were sort of seeing each other. And don't tell my mama. I told my mama I was going to stay in school, but I never told my mama. Back then, I wasn't living on campus. I was living at home going to classes. So I didn't tell my mom that. My mom knew I had friends on campus, so when I told her I was going to sleep on campus, she thought I was bunking with one of those, but I was staying with this guy, and then we had a little tiff, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to go home, and in Ghana, back in that time, our electricity was a whole mess, okay? I had an exam the following day, and my lights went out, my devices went off, like, around 4 a.m. and I was like, you know what, I need my notes. So I took my shower and I quickly got to the school around 6 a.m. I was like, okay, he on campus, let me just go charge my, I know we in a little situation, so let me just go charge my stuff, study, and then write my paper. After the paper, we'll work it out. Like, when I got there, there was this whole other chick up in their room in his clothes, y'all. And I was like, damn, son, you move fast. Because this is the same girl we having problems over, and she in your room. But they had this other guy in the room to make it look like they're studying together. And I'm like, y'all don't even do the same classes. How y'all studying together? It don't make no sense. So I was hurt by that. I was really hurt by that. And then later on, 2 days or so, he just called me aside and he was like, we should break up because the girl was his ex. He's trying to work out with. Mind you, that was a lie. But I was like, okay. And then I left him. I went to my best friend. He was a guy. And then he was studying in another school, another part of the school, and I went to him in his arms, and I was wailing. I had never cried like that over a man before. And I was, after that, I was like, never again, child. Like, how in the heck am I crying this bad over a man as if my mama died? I was like, we're not falling for niggas like that no more. So, that's what happened. So then I was like, damn, I cannot be crying over a man like this. So I lost my head for a little bit and went to this party that I knew he was going to be iffy about. but I didn't do nothing, so I came back and I moved on fast because we ended things like in April or May, and by December I was with Mr. K. Mr. K was my new boo child, and I made the moves. Okay, I saw him. I was like, we've been in this talking stage for some months now, and I like you. We used to have a thing when we were kids. We're old now, and it seems you like me too. So let's just see where this goes. And that went for like 3.5 years, okay? I don't want to talk about how and why we broke up because it's a non-issue. But we broke up in 2019, and for 2 years, your girl did not date nobody serious. I did not want to date anybody. If I see a guy likes me, I try to, like, you know, joke around with it. Like, because I didn't... How we broke up was unexpected. I never saw the breakup coming. I never saw the issues that led to the breakup coming. So I didn't want the rug pulled from under me again. I didn't want to try love no more. And I love love, okay? Like, I tried to match everybody, but I wasn't trying to get myself a man. And I thought something was, I thought for a long time something was wrong with me. I didn't deserve love and none of those things. I thought it was difficult to love because it's like every guy, even though I don't take, I try to downplay my emotions when I'm with you, I actually liked them. I really had really strong feelings for them. Especially the one that really broke my heart, like the one that I wailed for. I really liked him, but the thing is, I didn't show it much. Like, now that I took the time to sit down and think, I realized I didn't really let them know how much they meant to me. So when I met this new guy, because I met a new guy, y'all, I met a guy in... Oh, it breaks my heart to say this, but I am not really on the market anymore. Yeah, I have been seeing this guy for 3-4 months now. So if you're listening to this and you try to come at me to be your girl and I said I wasn't ready at the time, I was right. I wasn't ready at the time because when I started seeing this guy, I got knocked off my feet. And how I met this guy is hilarious. I met him with my mom. We were house hunting. I told you about my house hunting. We were house hunting, okay? So my mom called this real estate agent and he picked up and he booked, and she booked an appointment with him to go and pick our house. And when we got out of our ride and he got out of his, I was like, God damn, he's so... And then I think he, like, I couldn't get over the fact that he was so tall. Like, I've been with tall dudes, but he taller than all of them. So it blew, like, throughout the viewing, yeah, I was looking at the house, but I was looking at the man. I was like, damn, son, you tall. So when we were done everything, we were going, I was like, you know what? I'm impulsive, spontaneous, that kind of thing. So I was like, you know what? How tall are you? And he was like, 6'4". And I was like, wow. Like, I couldn't hide. I couldn't front. I couldn't do anything. I was just so I was like, wow. And I was even a little bit, you know, put together because my mama was there. I didn't want to be like, my daughter got game. No, I was just trying to keep it on the down and everything. But I was like, okay. And he was on my mind for 2 days. So I was like, I picked the dumbest reason to, you know, text him. And I was like, hey, so your name, is it spelled like this or is it spelled like that? And he was like, it's like this. And he was like, what's my name? And I was like, this is my name. And we started talking and talking and talking. And then before I knew it, we were dating. He's my boyfriend now. But yeah, and it's been hella interesting because we are two different people. I mean, I felt like he taller than me. And he's from a different part of the country. I'm from, like, our differences are massive. And we have some similarities, but the differences, child, is not a joke. But for some reasons, like, we're both committed to making it work. So, that's my love life. I have a boyfriend. Ta-da! So, that's it. And... Hey, well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Bawa Unfiltered with your favorite host, Bawa Aqua. I can't wait to hear from you on social media. DM me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, the works. You can even email me. I'm good. Talk to me. Get in touch. Let's interact. I want to know y'all. I want y'all to also be like my people. Let's interact. Let's form a bond. Let's form a society. Anyway, so my Instagram is BawaUnfiltered. My Twitter is BawaUnfiltered. You're going to find me on Facebook as BawaUnfiltered. My email is BawaUnfiltered@gmail.com. But if you want to come to me privately, if you don't want to do Bawa Unfiltered stuff and you just want to hit up Bawa Aqua, you can find me as I am Bawa. I am _ Bawa. That's it. Anywhere on social media, you're going to find me like that. Snap, Instagram, you're going to find me. It's been wonderful talking to y'all. And I'm going to catch y'all in the next episode, okay? Okay. Bye, girls. Bye, guys. Toodaloo.